Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Steve Price and Rose Wallen with the USU Extension offices here in Carbon and Emery County. Coming up on the 1st of April, we have a small farm and sustainable homestead workshop. They did this last year. Quite a success. Lots of great information to be had in this. And we're going to talk about, you know, some of the things that they're going to discuss at this. If maybe you are a person that is, you know, growing or doing something in on your property and then selling it and you want to share what you're doing and tell people, there's an opportunity for that as well. And it's just a great way to get a lot of good information. Ro and Steve, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
So let's, Steve, we're going to pick on you first. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Let's start with you. When you guys came in, you talked about the fact that you had this going on last year, and it was a pretty big success last year.
Yeah, we had about 50 people there. I mean, we even had some folks coming over from the West Slope of Colorado. So I think there's interest in this, and people enjoyed it, and we're back for another year.
And Ro, before we came on, we were kind of talking about, you know, the visibility now of the farmers market, and more people are starting to get into this kind of thing, and these work really well, and you're going to have some great information for people that are part of this community as well, aren't you?
Sure, absolutely. We've got I'll go ahead and tell you a few of the things we've got going on. We're going to be talking a little bit about budgeting and you know, how to market some of your businesses, your kind of your backyard business. We'll be talking a little bit about fruit tree production, raising meat rabbits. We're talking about water quality and safety, a little bit about, you know, food safety and how to make sure that your product is something that you can sell appropriately.
Now, one of the big things it seems like around here that people have really started to do in the last maybe, I don't know, 2-3 years is harvesting honey. Are you going to talk about that at all in this, or is that something that's not really part of this?
So the past couple of years we have had, well, last year we did have a local honey producer come. He even showed some of his equipment and some of the things that he's doing.
One of these things, and we, like I said, we talked about this before we got on, you know, with the popularity of the farmers market and those kinds of things, these type of home-based businesses have really started to take off. And, you know, you've got to do things the right way, though, if you're going to sell them to the public. And one of the things that you said is, you know, a lot of people may not think is important, but it truly, truly is, Ro. And you kind of mentioned it just a little bit. I want you to get more into that as far as, you know, taking care of, you know, your products and your crops and things, but doing them environmentally soundly.
Sure, we want to you know, that's one of the things that we really want to touch on is making sure that we're not, you know, polluting, ruining the soil or the health of your acreage as you're doing this. We want to make sure that you're protecting the environment and then protecting the people who might buy your products later on.
And that's a really good thing. And, you know, as far as doing these, it's not just something that you got, say you've got fruit trees in the back and you want to make jam and I'm going to go sell it. It's not that simple sometimes, is it?
There's some things you need to do, and we're going to talk about you know, some of those regulations and how to make sure that your product is something that you can legally and safely sell.
And that's what this is going to be all about. Now, you are looking for people out there that do this right now that are pretty passionate about it, and you would like to have them come and set up a booth and talk about it. What do they need to do if they want to do that, Steve?
Yeah, so just contact us. You can call either office, shoot us an email. Either extension office will be able to get you signed up. We're really looking for folks that maybe have some sort of backyard business, or they're making a product. Maybe even if it's just kind of I make it for myself and a few friends. So we've had people coming. We've had people come and talk about wool spinning. We've had people come and talk about making cheese, about doing milk cow co-ops. As you had mentioned, honey. I've, of course, talked about maple tapping. So just a really wide variety of projects and kind of things that people are doing locally. It's also a really good chance for people, for groups out there in the community that have those passions, to find ways to maybe get in touch with other producers. If I have a baking business and, you know, I would really like to be able to have locally grown produce, you know, locally grown berries per se, as an example to put in my local bakery goods, you know, this is a great chance for people to find those inlets and kind of network with one another to kind of develop that small scale agricultural community that really makes these sort of businesses and lifestyles operate best.
And so once again, this is going to go down on April 1st at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center from 9 in the morning until 3:30. You're going to offer breakfast and lunch. There is a fee for it. And how do they register for it, Ro?
The fee is $40 and you can register on Eventbrite.
So go on there. If you can't get to where you need to, just give the extension office a call. They will help you. And this is going to be an interesting one. It's a small farm and sustainable homestead workshop. Once again, as I said, coming up on April 1st. At the Jennifer Levitt Student Center. Ro and Steve, thank you so much for coming over and talking to us today. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for having us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.